Thank you, customer support. This is Ivy, the supervisor speaking. How can I assist you?
Hi, Ivy. My name is Crystal Moore. And I thought I was doing a survey for PayPal. Where is it at? Wait a minute. Yeah, it was a survey for PayPal, and it said that I'm trying to get the website right now to get back to you. Okay, it says to me, it says, thank you for your survey completing. Thank you for completing our survey. Due to high demand, there is a very limited trial supply. Please choose only one item. Supplies is extremely limited, so act fast today, which is today. It has the a redeemed coupon code on it. And it says to me, it just said pick only one item that you want because I did the survey. And I picked the Dyson vacuum cleaner. And it says I did not have to pay nothing today. Nothing today. I said, but pay only shipping and handling. And I thought when I put my credit card number in there that I was just going to be paying for shipping and handling. But the young man, Kevin, said that I entered for some food plan or something. And I'm like, no, that's not what I entered for. I did their survey for PayPal. And it states right there, pick one item. One item. And I picked the Dyson, like I said. And now Kevin is saying to me that, well, ma'am, you should have seen the terms and conditions. I'm like, it didn't say nothing about no terms or conditions, Kevin. For me, it says pick a price. So they took $59 and some cents off my card for that. And I'm like, hold up, no. I didn't want no meal plan thing or whatever, measuring food and stuff like that. I'm like, I didn't order. I didn't want that. It didn't say nothing about I had to do all that. So I was calling and saying that since I canceled the subscription when I found out what it was, I had Kevin to cancel the subscription, and he says that I cannot get my $59 and some odd change back because it's a done deal.
Yes, ma'am. I'm looking at the account here, and we cannot issue a refund, ma'am.
What the fuck? I mean, why not? Why not?
It's company policy.
If I cancel the subscription when time before the subscription expires, then I'd pay for it. But if it's in the trial stages, I should be able to get my money back.
We do not have trial stages, ma'am.
I'm just saying. But this is a ripoff. This is a major, major ripoff. If people don't have, these time and days, people don't have $59 just to be given to somebody. It was under false pretenses, and you heard what I read, what it said. I read everything to you, what it said. And it didn't say nothing about no terms and conditions, and I can't get no money back or none of that.
Yes, ma'am, but it's company policy that we cannot issue a refund, ma'am.
So why is it that you guys are taking people's money and just like just think it's okay? I just don't understand that. That's money that I could have used to bring food in my house for my children. That's wrong. That's wrong. And what company is this, ma'am?
The vendor's name would be on the bank statement, ma'am.
I probably can't get the bank statement right away. Can you give it to me, please?
No, ma'am, I cannot. We service over 2,000 different online vendors, and we sell over 1,500 products. The vendors' names are always on the bank statement.
But I'm talking about the vendor that that we're talking about now. I'm quite sure you know their name. What number?
Honestly,
what name?
Ma'am, I do not. It appears on the bank statement. We don't know the name of the vendor. We just know about the products. That's all that we know.
And then it's somebody's, oh my God, that is not right. I'm going to call. Do you have a boss, ma'am?
We all follow the same protocols and procedures, ma'am.
Okay,
including all of the supervisors.
I didn't ask you that. I just asked you, do you have a boss?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Can I get their number, his or her number?
The same number what you're calling on now goes with everyone, ma'am. You would have to be transferred. It's a
okay,
universal
can you
number.
Transfer me? Can you transfer me then, please?
Me just a moment. Okay, put notes on the account.
I'm thinking I'm about to pay $3 for shipping and handling, but y'all took $59. How much was it? 59 what?